Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Blair reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Echeverrin reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Echeverrin moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pafletic scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bellinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pafletic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafletic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Pafletic moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rhett Munn throws the ball into Bellinger, who tags Josephson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pafletic scores. Melton moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Rettenmund steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to third. Echeverrin moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafletic strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford who is chasing the ball. Melton reaches third base with a triple. Aparicio scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Adamson now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton scores. It's 5-1. White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. Adamson fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adamson fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adamson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Echeverrin is hit by the pitch. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to second. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Mike Adamson. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafletic strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton strikes out. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 White Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Echeverrin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Rickert now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-4 in the game. Alomar is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blair hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.